Shishi. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, just like you were commanded to count the Levim from a month and up, you should count also the Becharim of the Bnei Yisrael from 1 month and up. Pekoid kol Bechor Zachar Levnei Yisrael. Count every firstborn male of the Bnei Yisrael, mi ben chodesh vamala, from 1 month and up, v'sa eis mispar shemoisam, and take the census of the number of their names. The Ayin b'mefarshim, who discuss why by the counting of the Becharim it says vayoymer, but earlier by the counting of the Levim in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yudalad, the Pasuk says a loshen of vayidaber. V'lo kachtos ha-Levim li ani Hashem, you shall take the Levim to me, ani Hashem, I am Hashem. Tachas in exchange, kol Bechor b'Bnei Yisrael, for every firstborn of the Bnei Yisrael, since they worship the Egel, the Levim will take their place. Vesbehemes ha-Levim, and the animals of the Levim, referring to the sheep of a ben Levi, tachas will be in exchange, kol Bechor b'Vehemes b'Nei Yisrael, of every firstborn of an animal of the Bnei Yisrael. This is referring to the firstborn donkeys, the Petach Hamor, which will be redeemed with a sheep of a ben Levi. We have to really understand what the purpose of this pidyon Petach Hamor is in this parsha, because we understand very well why we have to redeem the Becharim. Since the Becharim worship the Egel, Hashem wanted to take off the Kedusha off them and give it to the Levim. But the redemption of the firstborn Chamorim really does not have a connection to the parsha over here, because Rashi in Parshas Boy, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud Gimel, tells us that the reason why we redeem the firstborn Chamor is because the Becharim Mitzrayim were compared to Chamor. So why over here are we also doing a Pidyon Petach Hamor? And besides for that, typically the Pidyon Petach Hamor is done with the Kohen. Over here, it is done with a Levi. Secondly, typically the owner of the Chamor gives the sheep to the Kohen. Over here, it is the Levi's own sheep that is doing the redemption. So we must understand exactly what is going on with this Pidyon Petach Hamor. And the pasuk continues, Vayifkod Moshe, and Moshe counted, Kasher Tziva Hashem Oisai, just like Hashem commanded him, Eis Kol Bechor B'Bnei Yisrael, all the firstborns of the Bnei Yisrael, Vayhi Kol Bechor Zohar, and every firstborn male, B'Mispar Shemois, B'Ben Chodesh V'Mala Lefkudehem, from a month and up, according to their counted ones, Shnayim V'Esrim Elef, Shloisha V'Shivim Umasayim. The total number was 22,273. Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe Lemor, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Kachas Alevim, take the Levim, Tachas Kol Bechor B'Bnei Yisrael, in exchange for all the firstborns of the B'Nei Yisrael, Ves Behemes Alevim, and the animals of the Levim, referring to the sheep of the Ben Levi, Tachas Behemtom, in exchange for their animals, which means in exchange for the Petach Hamor. V'hayu li ha-Levim ani Hashem, and the Levim will be mine, I am Hashem. Now the Pasuk tells us how the extra 273 Becharim were redeemed, because there were 22,000 Levim, but there were 22,273 Becharim. So 22,000 Becharim were redeemed with the Ben Levi. How did the Kedusha go off the 273 extra Becharim? They had to give 5 shekel. And the Pasuk says, Ve'es peduyei ha-shloisha v'ashivim v'hamasoyim, and the redemption for the extra 273 Becharim, ha-oitvim al-Levim mi-Bechor b'nei Yisrael, the ones that were more than the Levim from the Becharim b'nei Yisrael, the extra 273, v'lokachto, and you, Moshe, shall take, chameshes chameshes shkolim, 5 shekel lagol goylas, for each person, for each one of those 273 Becharim, v'shekel ha-kodesh, made of shekel ha-kodesh, tikach, you shall take it, esrim gera ha-shokel, each shekel was worth 20 gera. V'nosato ha-kesef li-Aaron u-Levonov, peduyei ha-oitvim bohem, and you shall give this money to Aaron and his children as a redemption for the extra Becharim. V'yikach Moshe eis kesef ha-pidyon, and Moshe took the redemption money, me'eis ha-oitvim al-peduyei ha-levim, from the Becharim that were more than the Levim that were able to redeem them. Me'eis Bechor b'nei Yisrael lokach ha-kesef, from the 273 Becharim, he took the money. Chamisha v'shishim u'shloish me'ez va'elef b'shekel ha-kodesh. It totaled 1,365 shekel, because 273 times 5 shekel is 1,365. And Moshe gave the redemption money to Aaron and his children, al pi Hashem, through the mouth of Hashem. Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, like Hashem commanded Moshe. The Shach asks, why is it necessary for the Pasuk to say, Al Pi Hashem, that Moshe did it by the word of Hashem, and also Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, that he did what Hashem commanded? This seems to be repetitious. And he answers, Al Pi Hashem is telling you that you might think that Moshe came up with this idea, that the 273 people should give 5 shekel because he wanted his brother to become wealthy. Therefore it says it was Al Pi Hashem. Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe is telling you that he didn't charge more than 5 shekel. He did what Hashem told him and only charged 5 shekel. Zokt Rashi, Pekoid Kol B'chor Zochor Mi Ben Chodesh V'malo, count every firstborn male from 1 month and up. Mishyotzo Michlal Suffolk Nephilim. Once it went out of the category of a Suffolk Nephil. The Mefarshim ask that if you look at Rashi earlier by the counting of the Levium from 1 month and up, Rashi in Pasuk Tesvov says Mishyotzo Michlal Nephilim. Why over here by the counting of the Bechorim does it say Mishyotzo Michlal Suffolk Nephilim? The Mefarshim say at Teretz that regarding the counting of the Levium, the Torah says that Moshe counted them al pi Hashem. Rashi explains that since it was immodest for Moshe to enter the tents and count the little babies, he would wait at the entrance of the tent while Hashem went in. And a bas koil would emanate from the tent, telling him how many babies were inside. So since it was Hashem who actually verified the number over there, there was no doubt about the viability of any of the children. So therefore Rashi says, Mishiyotzo michlal nefil, because there is no suffix klapi shemaya before Hashem. However, in regard to the counting of the firstborns, there is no mention of the words al pi Hashem. So it was not counted al yedei bas koil by the Bechorim. So therefore it was necessary to determine the child's precise status. And that's why it says that once they were over a month of age, Mishiyotzim Bichlal Suffolk Nephilim, it went out of the category of a Suffolk Nephil. Because over there, since it wasn't Hashem who was counting, they were a Suffolk Nephilim up to that point. Zok Rashi Ves Behemoth Halevim, Loi Podu Behemoth Halevim Es Bechorei Behemoth Tahara Shel Yisrael. The Behemoth of the Levim did not redeem the Behemoth Tahara of Klal Yisrael. Elo Es Pitre Chamarehem. Rather, the Behemoth Halevim redeemed the firstborn donkeys. V'seh echot shel ben Levi, and one sheep of a Levi, potar kama pitri chamorim shel Yisrael, was able to redeem many firstborn donkeys of Klal Yisrael. Teida, I'll prove this to you, shaharei mono ha'oitfim ba'odom. The Torah counts the additional bechorim over the Levium by Odom, which means the 273 bechorim that did not have a Levi to redeem them. V'lo mono ha'oitfim be'behemah, but it does not mention any extra behemoths that could not be redeemed. It must be that one sheep of a Levi was able to redeem many firstborn chamorim of the Bnei Yisrael. Ves peduyeh hashlosha, and the redemption of the 273, ves habechoris hatzrichin lipodes bohem, and the bechoris that had to be redeemed, elu hashlosha v'shivim umosayim, the 273, ha'oitfim behem, v'yaseirim al halavim, the ones who were more than the count of the Levium, mehem tikach chamesha shkolim lagulgolas. From them you shall take 5 shekel for each person. Kach hoysa mechirosu shal Yosef. So was the amount of the sale of Yosef. Esrim kasef, 20 kesef. And 20 kesef means 20 dinar. And we know that every shekel is 4 dinar. So 20 dinar is equivalent to 5 shekel. And since the Mechiris Yosef was 5 shekel, therefore the redemption of the firstborns is also 5 shekel. Shehoya Bechori Sherochel, because the connection is that Yosef was the firstborn of Rachel. So since they sold the firstborn of Rachel for 5 shekel, therefore the pidyon of the Bechorim was set at 5 shekel. Zok Rashi, Moshe took 5 shekel from the 273 Bechorim, Ha'oitfim, that were in excess, Al Paduya Halavim, Al Oisin She Padu Halavim Begufan, the ones that were in excess over those that the Levium redeemed with their bodies, they did not have a Levi to redeem them. Zok Rashi, he took Chamisho Veshishim Ushloish Meos Ba'elef, 1,365 shekel. Kach Schum HaChezbin, this is the calculation. Chamesha Shkolim Lagugoyles, if you take 5 shekel per person, Limosayim Bechoris, for 200 Bechoris, 1,000 shekel. L'shivim b'chareis, for an additional 70 bechores, comes out an additional shloish meis v'chamishim shekel, another 350 shekel. And for another shloish bechores, for another three bechores, chamisha asa shekel, is an additional 15 shekel. So it comes out 1,365 shekel. Omar, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ketzad eseh, what should I do? If I tell a Bechor that he should give me 5 shekel to redeem himself, he will tell me, I am redeemed by a Levi. How will Moshe be able to know which Bechor was not redeemed by a Levi that he can take 5 shekel from them? Ma also, what did he do? Hevi shnayim ve'es from Elef Piskin. He took 22,000 tickets, because of Aleim ben Levi, and he wrote on them ben Levi. Umasayim v'shivim u'shloisha piskin. And 273 tickets, kosav aleihen, he wrote on them, hey shkolim, 5 shkolim. Balalam, he mixes them together. V'nosnon v'kalpe, and put them in a box. Omalahen, he said to them, boyu utalu piskechem, come and take your tickets, lefi agoril, according to the lottery. If a Bechor took out a ticket that said ben Levi, then he was redeemed with a Levi. But if he took out a ticket that said chamesha shkolim, he would have to give 5 shekel to Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Mefarshim ask, why was it necessary to write on 22,000 Piskin Ben Levi and on 273 Chamesha Shkolim? Why couldn't he have 22,000 blank, and that would mean that he is redeemed by a Levi, and then write on the 273 Chamesha Shkolim? Or in the reverse, write on the 22,000 Ben Levi and on the 273 blank. Why was it necessary to write on both of them? Mefarshim explained that if 22,000 piskin would have been blank, then this Bechor would have no proof that he was redeemed by a Levi. If later on a person would come over to him and say, prove that you were redeemed by a Levi and that you don't have to give 5 shekel, he would just pull out a blank piece of paper and it wouldn't be any proof. But if he had a piece of paper that had the handwriting of Moshe Rabbeinu and stated ben Levi, that was a proof that he was redeemed by a Levi and he does not have to give 5 shekel. And also, if the 273 piskin would have been blank, the 273 bechorim would have been able to fool the rest of Klal Yisrael into thinking that they still had kedusha and they were still able to do the avodah, because they might be able to say the 22,000 bechorim that got a ticket that said ben Levi, they lost their kedusha, but our ticket that was blank means that we still have our kedusha. Therefore, they had to receive a ticket that said Chamesha Shkolin to show that they too must redeem themselves and they too will lose their Kedusha. The Ayin in Marsha in Sanhedrin Daf Yud Zayin, who discusses this Kasha. On the topic of Pidyon Bechorim, there is a very interesting question asked. We know the halacha is that Pidyon Aben, the redemption of a firstborn child, where the father gives 5 Shkolim to the Kohen to redeem his son, it is only done on the firstborn to his mother, if this is the mother's first child. However, if this is not the mother's first child, only a first child to the father, the din of Pidyon Aben does not apply. The Hafla asks, and others attribute this question to Rabbi Kiva Eger, why is this so? The Pasuk states in Parshas Boy, Perik Yud Beis Pasuk Lamid, Ki Ein Bayis Asher Ein Shomes. There was no house that did not have a dead Mitzri. And Rashi explains how this was so. He says that one woman could have many Bechorim. One was her own firstborn, and the others were firstborns to their father. Since the married Mitzriyos were Mezaneh, and had children from single fathers, all these firstborns died in Mitzrayim by Makas Bechoris. And therefore, Ein Bayis Asher Ein Chomes, every house had a dead Mitzri, because there were many firstborns to one mother. We see from here that even a firstborn to his father died in Mitzrayim, which makes the nes that the Jewish Bechorim did not die a nes both that a Bechor Le'imoy did not die and also a Bechor La'aviv. If so, that the nes was for both a Bechor Le'imoy and a Bechor La'aviv, why do we only redeem a Bechor Le'im? Why don't we also redeem a Bechor La'av? They answer that there seems to be a contradiction concerning who killed the Bechorim Mitzrayim. One pasuk says, "Vashem hikol kol bechor be'eretz Mitzrayim." Hashem killed every bechor in the land of Mitzrayim. While another pasuk says that if Klal Yisrael will put the blood of the Korban Pesach on the doorposts, "V'lo yiten hamashchis lavoi el botechem lingoyf," Hashem will not allow the Mashkes, the destroyer, to come into your house and destroy. So the question is, who killed the Bechor Mitzrayim? Was it Hashem, or was it the Mashkes? Haflo answers that it really depends. Concerning a firstborn to his father, where it took greater knowledge to know that this person was really a Bechor, since there can't be a witness who can testify that this man fathered this child, so therefore Hashem himself killed such a Bechor. But a Bechor Le'imai, which was easier to verify, he was killed by the Mashkes. And we know, Kivon She'nitem Rishus L'Mashkes, Enoi Mavchin Ben Tov L'Ra. Once Hashem gives permission for the Mashkes, he does not differentiate between good and evil. Therefore, this Mashkes, who is killing the Bechor Mitzrayim Mino'em, could have also killed the Bechor Yisrael Mino'em. But Hashem caused a nace to happen, and he only killed the Bechor Mitzrayim Mino'em. This is why we redeem our firstborn Mino'em, because they were miraculously saved from the Mashkes. But a Bechor Mino'av, who was being killed by Hashem, and Hashem does differentiate between Tov and Ra, the nace of saving the Jewish Bechorim Mino'av was not as great. And that is why we do not have a din of Pidyon HaBen on a Bechor Mino'av. Another interesting point to mention is that we see in this parsha that the Kedusha of the Bechorim was taken off by a Ben Levi. So if that's the case, why do we have Pidyon HaBen today to take off the Kedusha of the Bechor? Why don't we say the Kedusha of the Bechorim were already taken off by the Levim in the time of the Midbar? And second of all, even if there is Kedusha today, why do we need 5 Shkolim to redeem a firstborn? Why can't a Ben Levi today remove the Kedusha off the firstborn and we would not have to do a Pidyon HaBen with 5 Shekel? Shari Aharon answers that the Kedusha which the Levim received in the Midbar was a Kedusha Olamis, a Kedusha forever. However, the removal of the Kedusha from the Bechorim was only a removal from those Bechorim in the Dor HaMidbar, but not a removal of Kedusha forever. Therefore, today we still have to remove the Kedusha off our Bechorim. But we cannot use a Ben Levi, because there is a klal, Ein Poidin Kodesh B'Kodesh. You cannot redeem something holy with something else that is holy. And since the Levim have a Kedusha, they cannot remove the Kedusha of a Bechor. That is why today we use 5 shekel and not a Ben Levi.